when that light hits the sky, it's not just a call. It's a warning.
I've been trying to reach you.
Find the god!
This is a powder keg, and Rither's the match.
I can take care of myself.
If this continues, it won't be long before you've nothing left.
I don't care what happens to me.
It's only gonna get worse for you.
Take it easy, sweetheart. Hear everything they say, ain't you?
Maybe we're not so different. Who are you under there?
I'm vengeance.
What's black and blue and dead all over? You. Dick.
I got you!
Told myself I was gonna wait until I had an opportunity to make a proper reaction video to give my thoughts on the Batman trailer, but unfortunately today did not work out as I planned, and tomorrow I'm just gonna be busy all day. I will have no time for production till later in the week, so you know what, fine, just get this out of here right now. I've actually already done a reaction video to the teaser trailer way back when it dropped, because people were kept asking me and I had to explain myself, so I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna get ahead of this one. And even though it's late night, I gotta finish off a few reps from my workout. I gotta get these thoughts in because I'm running out of time to get them out. So, here goes. I've seen the trailer maybe 7 times now. Because, well, duh. I had to digest it properly. And it gave me more time to think and actually really process this thing. And then I found out that the DC fandom, whatever it's called, that they did drop other trailers. I checked those out too. I'm like, okay, so DC's doing what Marvel isn't. it's kind of cool, you know, some sequels, some long forgotten expected sequels. I didn't see anything for Aquaman. I mean, that could have been just that I didn't see it. Oh crud, I ripped my gloves. Yeah, I was doing my heavy set, but anyway, here are my thoughts. That's the movie I wanted to see. Everything the trailer, the teaser was kind of alluding to, but the production problems that it was having, and I think that maybe Warner Brothers was ultimately going to shy away from. I'm so glad that I don't know what's happened a lot in the past year since the stopped production, and then ultimately they picked up. It looks like Robert did go to the gym finally. The rumors were that he just didn't want to pump the iron. And we saw in the trailer him without a shirt from the back. So I'm like, hey, look, you got some muscle. So there you go. I did see him better fit in Tenet than I did in the first teaser trailer for the Batman. So I'm like, yeah, that you don't look like the strongest Batman ever. This trailer convinced me, like, holy smokes, that's the Batman I want to see. And as a lot of other rumors are alluding to, that this is going to be maybe a 3-hour epic, pretty close to it, a noir setting, so like a detective work. I'm like, yes! I've been begging for a movie like that. We needed to see something where it'll have the criminal element and investigations of the Long Halloween novel, and also maybe the psychological study from Arkham Asylum. And this trailer drops to give us more detail, and the rumors that have come out over the past few weeks, it's really seeing like it's driving home this point. And because of other R-rated movies that have actually kind of opened the door to darker storytelling, I think it was prime for this. So I'm like, you know what? I think this is really going to drive it home. And for those that are probably, I have a lot more subscribers, so you don't are not aware of this for me. So for the Critic Corner, I've actually talked about this too. From way back when, as I used to do movie reviews, I used to be invited by Warner Brothers for first viewings, provide reviews. I was just one of the first ones to provide a review for The Dark Knight. That's still available on my Critic Corner blog, you know, because it's that was the highlight of my my movie critic review career, if you will, before I retired out a couple years later. But then I circled back to that, and I always process things differently than the gurus in Hollywood did, and my expectations. And I always say that I kind of have a pulse on Nolan, because I have an idea what he's aiming for, what he's driving for in his intents with everything. So I can safely say that I have called every single movie that he's done after The Prestige. I said, like before any announcements of a title or anything, I always said, this is what it's like. And I have it documented, so I always have that to fall back. I was like, see, I told you so. I called out the Dark Knight Rises almost for everything that it was when it comes to these Batman movies. So people say they didn't know that my favorite film is, or my favorite hero is Batman. Very close second is Daredevil. And you can thank Jeff Loeb for what he did, and Tim Sale when they did Daredevil Yellow to reincarnate that character for me. He's like, yeah, I relate mostly personally to Daredevil, but the whole thing about overcoming fear from the mythology of Batman is what I relate to the most also in my walk of life. So they're kind of like both blended. I think Dorkly did it right, that Daredevil is Batman. He can't see. So, like, well, yeah, that makes more sense. But anyway, back to the thing. I guess after Nolan's Batman, I said I wanted to see a Batman that kicks butt and also does detective work. So when I heard that Ben Affleck was going to be the next Batman, I was one of those that disappointed, not because I didn't believe in Ben being a pretty good Batman or a Bruce Wayne, but because I didn't want to see an old grizzled Batman. I want to see one that could kick butt. And then Zack Snyder shows us the warehouse scene when Batman says Martha in Dawn of Justice. I'm like, that's what I wanted to see. That was really cool. And so I did enjoy Ben Affleck as Batman. As a more grizzled, tough brawler Batman. That was pretty cool. But I'm like, we're still missing the main element of what makes Batman Batman, and that is he's the greatest detective. There was even like some kind of multiverse thing where Batman and Sherlock Holmes kind of run into each other. So like, yeah, you know, the two greatest minds in investigations, I want to see that reflected for Batman, because we technically haven't had that. Yeah, there's a little bit that was in The Dark Knight, but I'm like, yeah, magic stuff that it's for forensics to get you your results. It wasn't really anything investigatory. And then in the, come on, really? Batman Forever, you call that like breaking riddles? So I'm like, you know what, we need something along the lines of someone really teasing Batman's brain. Like, it's gotta be the Riddler, but done right. I just clipped something out because I spoiled the Hush line. So if you're not familiar with the comic book Hush, this is a spoiler warning for you, okay? Hush the comic and Hush the adaptation in the DC animated movie. 3, 2, 1. So in the Hush comics, Batman's close friend from childhood, Thomas Elliot, is a doctor, and now in his older age that comes to the aid of Bruce Wayne when he's severely injured during a getaway chase. And Thomas Elliot turned out to be this new surprise villain, Hush, that many people assume might have been Harvey Dent. So that's the villain in the comic, Thomas Elliot, the close friend of Batman that happens to know him very well, I guess, from childhood, somehow figured out who he was, staked him out kind of like Bane did, and got under his skin and into his mind. So that's Hush. They changed it for the DC animated film when they adapted it by pulling the rug underneath the fans and then their expectations. I thought it was a more or less okay plot twist, in that Thomas Elliot does get killed in the storyline of the comic book, but it was a fake out. But in the actual adaptation of the video, I mean the animated movie, they do kill him off for real, and the Hush villain turns out to be the Riddler, because he leaves all these clues and things and everything. So it kind of makes some sense, I guess. I don't know if that was part of the inspiration for the Batman, but I kind of like that they're making Riddler to be a more menacing villain than the comical adaptation that was with Jim Carrey in Batman Forever. So, like I said, I wanted to see the Riddler go up against Batman. I didn't see it coming to terms in the way the trailer has been really, well, both the teaser and this trailer really pushing towards where this is going to be. Dark, maybe R-rated, I don't know. I don't think Warner Bros. Is taking a chance. I haven't seen any classifications for the ratings. I would like to see an R-rated Batman where, like, you know what, no holds barred, this is what you wanted to see kind of thing. Like, he's investigating gruesome crime scenes. So we will get more details and things and for investigations and all that. So about that, all that's to say is that I'm very impressed with the trailer that came out. As soon as Matt Reeves took over the Ben Affleck's directorial duties, and then ultimately they were announcing the reboot, I said, well, you're going to have to bring Michael Giacchino to come do your music, because I'm curious to do, I want to hear his interpretation of a Batman theme. I mean, he's just coming off the Spider-Man trilogy, not to mention that he brought back the Jurassic Park theme and kind of infused his own, not to mention he was brought in last minute for Rogue One after Alexander Desplat leaves the Edward Brooks, production. So, you know, it's like he's been on every franchise. It was only a matter of time he was gonna make it to either Superman or Batman. And if what he's crafted so far is any indication, I'm gonna like his dark interpretation, because man, yeah, how it plays to like his Kurt Cobain's music, I guess remix, sounds pretty awesome. So I'm hoping this is true, a noir investigation. I am epic with the world's greatest detective. It's about time, even though it's been in production hell for a long time. And I said I believe in Robert before anybody else did, but I didn't think, like, okay, you're gonna make a good Bruce Wayne, but not a Batman, because you're too scrawny. So I guess he finally was convinced to hit the gym, and now he looks the part. So I'm like, they just gotta stick the landing. And hopefully this works out, because it doesn't sound like the production went so well with the director and the actor are going to probably return for a sequel. But there's contractual obligations. We'll see. Anyway, those are my thoughts. I got to go finish my workout. See you in the next one.